Grace and peace to you in our God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The story that we read today begins with disappointment and broken hearts. Joseph and Mary are betrothed. They are legally bound in marriage, although not yet living together, as was the custom of that time. Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant, and he knows that he is not the father. We can only imagine and wonder about the details of the story. Did Mary tell Joseph how she became pregnant? Did Joseph tell Mary he intended to divorce her? What about Joseph and Mary's families, who had arranged the marriage and put so much energy into this union? We can certainly imagine scenes filled with hurt feelings, anger, and blame. But Matthew doesn't tell us that story. Matthew focuses his attention on what God is doing. In this story, God is the primary actor. The Spirit of God comes to Mary and she conceives a son. The Spirit of God comes to Joseph in a dream and he changes his plans and expectations yet again to follow God's plan. The Christmas season is a time filled with expectations and often disappointments. We carry in our heads the expectations set by Hallmark movies and all those TV commercials. Perfect families in matching pajamas, tables filled with family and friends and good food, filled with laughter and good cheer, with no one spending long hours in preparation or feeling left out. But our real Christmases look different. Families can't always gather and don't always get along. Sometimes we exhaust ourselves with preparations or we overextend our finances. Sometimes there's an empty place at the table where a loved one sat last year. Sometimes we end up feeling disappointed with it all. The promise of a holly jolly Christmas ends up feeling hollow. The story of the birth of Jesus holds a very different promise. An angel tells Joseph that Mary will bear a son, and his name is to be Jesus. Jesus, or Joshua, means God saves. This son will be the long-awaited savior of his people. And the baby will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us. The promise of Christmas has nothing to do with presents under the tree, cookies, and decorations. It's not even about family gatherings and everyone getting along. The lights on our trees and on our homes are simply a reminder of the true light that shines in the darkness, which is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. It occurred to me this week that we have focused on that promise, God is with us, even more than usual these past few years. I don't know if I preached a sermon that didn't include somewhere, the world's a real mess out there, but God is with us. Week after week, through pandemic and political and social upheaval, we keep returning to those words for comfort. It is the promise with which Matthew opens his gospel in this story about the birth of Jesus, and it is the promise with which Matthew ends his gospel when Jesus says, "Remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You could say that's the core of Matthew's message. If that's where he begins and ends, that's what he wants us to remember. But what does it mean to say God is with us? What does that look like? Erasmus said, bidden or unbidden, God is present. God is present in the world around us and within us. God is present in every person we meet and in our interactions with people. God is present in the creation that surrounds us, the mountains with their many moods, and the little flowers that push up in cracks in the sidewalk. God invites us to welcome God into every part of our lives, to pray without ceasing. Whenever I think of pray without ceasing, I think of Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. If you've seen Tevye, who just kind of walks through his day and talks to God and grumbles to God and complains to God and asks for God to help him figure out what to do with these daughters he's raised and all those things. But Tevye just knows that God is right there walking beside him. And I know people in this community who talk the same way about God's presence with them, how they pray their way through their days. And sometimes God also shows up in our lives in unexpected ways, as the angel came to Joseph to change the course of his life. We can choose to live in ways that prepare us to recognize and welcome these moments when God shows up. Prayer and spiritual reading and worshiping with the community of faith can help us see how God is present in our lives. Even more, when we share with one another how we see God at work in our lives, it opens our eyes to all the ways that God is Emmanuel, God with us. Recently, a devotion, a daily meditation from the Center for Action and Contemplation with Richard Rohr came out, and it was quotations from Reverend Dr. Barbara Holmes. She is a theologian and activist, president emerita of United Theological Seminary of the Twin Cities. And she's written many books, including Joy Unspeakable, Contemplative Practices of the Black Church. In an interview, which was quoted in this daily meditation, Reverend Holmes talks about one of her experiences of God with us. One of the reasons that the Black Church has focused so much on music and exhortation is because in order to survive or to remain Christian, we had to look beyond the tenets of Christianity to the mystical. We had to be able to transcend. And the transcendence comes when you are singing a song that reaches a place that words can't. I was in church last Sunday, she goes on, and we go to a very tiny little church on purpose because I'm always looking for places where there's a breakthrough of the presence of the divine. I'm not so interested in articulate sermons. And they started singing a song, God Did It Suddenly. This is before the preacher even took to the pulpit, but suddenly there was this moment where everything changed. The song said, God changed the way I walk, the way I talk, changed my attitude, and God did it suddenly. It's that understanding that God can enter in no matter how devious the Christian tenets have become with regard to race and suddenly change everything, can change the hearts of your enemies and make you strong enough to be able to stand and give you power and give you strength. Holmes describes an experience of the Holy Spirit that comes through worship and music, an experience that I have shared here at All Saints. It is one of the ways that God shows up with us in community. God comes to feed our spirits and to give us courage and energy for our work of love in the world. And that is why we gather here every week, hoping that God will show up in that powerful way in our song, in our words, or here at the table when God comes in that very particular way. Another very different example of God with us is from an ancient song attributed to the 5th century Irish Saint Patrick. It is a song detailing God's protection from all the forces of darkness. It lifts up God's presence in creation, and then it beautifully describes the experience and longing for Christ's presence with us in our daily lives. I'm going to close today with some of these words from Saint Patrick's breastplate. May they invite us to remember what we are truly waiting for this season, the love and hope and comfort of Jesus, who is God with us. I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and near. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Thanks be to God, who is always with us and for us in love. Amen. Amen.